兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
首先，我们为着昨天教会的大扫除，我们非常的感谢神。
We're very thankful to the Lord for the cleaning day yesterday.
这个昨天教会像办喜事一样。
It was like a festival yesterday.
我想我们很少把教会的大扫除跟喜事画上等号的。
We seldom connect cleaning with festivity.
整觉组的同工原来以为最多50个人来。
The cleaning team thought at the most there would be 50 brothers and sisters.
那范事组的姊妹们比较有信心，说大概75个人来。
And then the sister who prepared the meal had more faith. She thought maybe 75.
到最后害我们昨天中饭都没吃。因为来了100多个人。
But then it turned out we had more than 100.
但是我看到不管是年长的，不管是大人、年轻人、小朋友们，都在这里清扫神家，我心里面非常的感动。
My heart was so touched when we see even seniors or children and adults, they all come together to clean up the house of God.
这叫做神的家。
And this is called the house of God.
我们不光在主的面前领受他的爱，领受他的恩典。
Not only that we receive love and grace from him.
我们愿意借着最小的事情，我们向主表达我们的爱。
But then with our smallest act, we want to show him our love.
尤其我看到很多刚刚新来到我们教会，甚至刚刚得救不久的弟兄姊妹都投入了。
Even the newcomers or even young believers, they all joined.
而且他们不是只是 show up 一下就不见了，他们是从头做到尾的，心里面非常感动。
They didn't just come to show up, they stayed through the end. I was so touched.
然后愿神祝福各位啊。
May the Lord bless everyone.
那我们上一个礼拜讲到信心。
Last week we talked about faith.
整个希伯来书是一卷属天的书哈，把整个侍奉讲得这么荣耀。
The entire book is a heavenly book.It talks about the glorious service.
而且更让我们认识这位耶稣，实在是不光是万有的中心。
We get to know that Jesus not only that he's the center of the universe.
他实在是我们整个侍奉的那个 spiritual reality 和侍奉的意义。
He's also the spiritual reality of all our services.
他把一切看得见的属地的全部带到属天的层次。
Because he elevated everything that is visible earthly into the heavenly.
他把一切暂时的带到了一个放带入了永恒的价值。
He brought everything that is temporary to eternal value.
就上个礼拜我们讲信心的时候，这个信心还不是只是用在我要找个工作，我的病要得医治。
So when we talk about faith last week, we did not limit the faith to only that we need a healing or find a job.
希伯来书说的信心是一个更高的、更远的一个信心。
The faith that the book of Hebrews talks about is something that's higher and much farther.
他讲到我们呢是一个信心的透视，是一个属灵的眼光。
It talks about a focus, a vision of faith.
让我们能够透过、能够借着看得见的。
That through visible things,
让我们能够看见那个看不见的。
That we get to see what is invisible,
而且我们就在乎那个看不见的。
And therefore we care about the invisible things.
然后我们来追求那个看不见的。
And we pursue the invisible things.
以至于我们真正得着了那个看不见的。
And eventually we lay hold of these invisible things.
所以弟兄姊妹是借着那个看得见的。
So through the visible,
借着暂时的。
Through the temporary,
我们看见了，我们在乎。我们追求，我们也得着了那个看不见的。
That we see, we care, we pursue, and we lay hold of the invisibles.
我相信我们前面几堂听下来，你们知道我在说什么。
I'm sure after these messages, you know what I'm talking about.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情实在是太重要了。
And this is so important.
但是我们这个人很习惯活在看得见、摸得着的事情。
But we are so used to the visible and tangible things.
所以我们很容易被试探、诱惑。
Therefore, we easily.Tempted by temptation.
我们很容易被人搅扰。
And we easily disturbed by people.
我们很容易受环境影响。
And we easily affected by the environment.
这都说到我们活在肉身的境界里面。
That, these all tell that we are living in the flesh.
如果今天没有永恒，没有神的话，那我们这是常态啊。
Well, if without God, without eternity, then this is a normal situation.
因为人就是活在眼见，就是活在摸得着、看得见的事情。
Because we naturally live in the visible and tangible world.
但是我们今天是得救的人。
But today we are saved.
我们不光是将来可以进到永恒里面去，是永生今天就开始了。
Not only that, in the future we'll enter into eternity. Eternity starts from today.
所以永生不是只是时间的问题，它是品质的问题。
So eternity is not just everlasting life is not just about time, it's about quality of life.
从我们一得救开始，一跟基督发生关系，我们就跟永生发生了关系了。
Since the moment that we were saved, that we are related to Jesus Christ, we're connected to eternity.
就我们怎么样子能够借着看得见、摸得着的人事物，能够跟永恒发生关系，这是基督徒的福分跟挑战。
So how we can connect to the eternity through the visible and tangible world, that is our challenge for Christians.
你相不相信你能够从别人的臭脸身上，对你那副死的脸色上，你可以得生命的。
Do you believe that you can receive life from people's downcast or even bad expressions?
大家都在生病，但是我们却能够从生病里面经历到神的爱，经历到神的伟大。
Everyone gets sick, but yet we can experience God's greatness and God's love through our sickness.
可能我们基督徒跟别人一样，我们会失业了，我们会撞车了，但是弟兄姊妹，所有看得见的人事物都可以叫我们经历永恒。
Yes, Christians get into unemployment or car accidents just as everyone else, but yet through these experiences that we can be connected with eternity.
这个叫做属灵的眼光，这个叫做信心的透视，看到云层后面的太阳。
And that is called a spiritual vision, that we can see the sun above the clouds.
所以一个基督徒如果没有信心的话，
If a Christian without faith,
弟兄姊妹，我们就浪费了很多的环境。
Then we wasted away a lot of our situations.
而且我们是环境的奴隶，我们不是环境的主人。
Then we become enslaved by our circumstances, we are not masters of the circumstances.
所以我曾经说过，有人说我们的环境跟遭遇就好像一个 mattress, 一个睡觉的床垫子一样。
Some says that our situations and circumstances are like the mattress that we sleep on.
只能你在上面，不能他在你上面。
You can only sleep on top of it, you cannot sleep under it.
你不行，你今天回家试试看。
If you don't believe me, you can try it tonight.
尤其年轻的孩子最不喜欢听大人讲的。 No, I don't believe it.
Especially young people, they like to challenge authority, say, No, I don't believe it.
Go ahead, try it. 今天晚上你睡在 mattress 底下。
Go ahead and try sleep under your mattress.
你就晓得那真的是很痛苦的事情。
Then you know how painful it is.
可是你躺在 mattress 上面的话，那就很舒服。
But then if you sleep on top of the mattress, it's very comfortable.
尤其你妈妈叫你再去弹 piano 的时候，
Especially when your mom asks you to play piano,
叫你去做 homework 的时候，
or ask you to do homework,
你就想念你的 mattress.
Then you miss your mattress.
弟兄姊妹，今天基督徒对环境就是这样。
And then this is the same with Christians.
同样的，没有盼望。
Same way, no hope.
你先从常人来看。
Ordinary people,
一个没有盼望的人，就说到他没有目标，没有人生标杆。
Someone without hope is someone without life goal.
他活在盲目的里面，活在失迷的里面。
He's in a lost condition.
你到飞机场去看。
If you go to the airport,
所有的旅客。
Every passenger, every
你问他你要去哪里？
You ask them, where are you going?
他一定知道他要去哪里。
Everyone knows their destination.
没有人到了机场要上飞机的不知道他要去哪里。
There's no one who goes to the airport and before boarding didn't know where to go.
所以一个没有目标，一个没有盼望的人，就说到他是没有目标的人。
Someone without hope is someone without goal.
同样的，一个没有盼望的人。
And someone without hope.
他是一个失去了生活的动力的人。
And someone that have lost the motivation for life.
那是很痛苦的事情。
And that is a very painful thing.
那真的是很痛苦。
It's very painful.
所以很多人为什么自杀？因为他已经失去了盼望。
That's why so many people commit suicide because they have lost their hope.
为什么现在有这么多人有 depression, 有忧郁？因为他已经失去了盼望，他很非常悲观。
Why do so many people suffer from depression? Because they have lost their hope. They're very pessimistic about their life.
所以不是光有盼望没盼望有很大的差别。
Not only that, there's a difference between having hope and not having hope.
你有怎样的盼望也很影响你的。
But it also matters what kind of hope you have.
所以如果我们这个人的盼望不正确的话，
If our hope is not correct,
你会常常失望的。
Then you will get disappointed often.
对不对？
Isn't that true? Yeah.
所以我上次跟你们讲过一个到了这个中年危机的先生，他生日的时候太太问他说你要什么？
So I share with you a story before, a gentleman who reached a midlife crisis, and then on his birthday, his wife asked him, what do you want?
Oh, 他说我他是一个很 typical, 很典型中年危机的人的回答。他说我希望能够有一个东西能够在十秒钟内从零到一百的。
And then, okay, and so he's a typical man in midlife crisis. He says, oh, I want something that can go from 0 to 100 in 10 seconds.
我想所有的男生都知道我在讲什么，不见得要。
I know all the gentlemen know what I'm talking about, even though you might not be having midlife crisis.
跑车，你看
race car。
所以你看，才三十出头的人都已经有。都已经有中年危机的想法了。
Even someone is in early 30s, he seems like he has midlife crisis.
跑车。
Yes, sports car.
八缸两个 muffler, 就这样上去了。
Eight cylinders, two mufflers.
啊，这个叫做零到一百。
Zero to 100 in 10 seconds.
太太说没问题。啊，太太说没有问题。
And then his wife says, no problem.
所以生日的那天，太太就说你到 garage 去看吧，我已经给你买了。
On his birthday, his wife says, okay, now you can go to garage to see the birthday gift I bought you.
而且五秒钟之内，零到两百。
In 5 seconds, 0 to 200.
结果他兴奋地跑去一看，原来是一个磅秤。
And then he was so excited, he went to the garage and saw it was a scale.
我的盼望是这个。
So my hope is this.
我得到的是这个。
And what I got is this.
就叫做失望。
And that's called disappointment.
啊，所以很多的时候我们有很多的盼望。
Oftentimes we have so many hopes.
但是带来的失望。
And then they all only bring us disappointments.
因为我们的盼望没有根据。
Because our hopes are without the base.
所以一个错误的盼望会让我们里面失望的。
So a wrong hope will bring us disappointments.
但是更不要忘记了。
But don't forget.
错误的盼望。
Wrong hope.
可能会带给我们懊悔。那还不是只是这个失望而已，是懊悔。
Might bring us not just disappointments, but also regrets.
所以我碰到很多其他的宗教哈，我心里面其实蛮心疼他们的。
I run into followers of other believers of other religions. Actually, I feel sorry for them.
因为他们认为他们所信的就是了。
Because they believe that they have got what.They believe the right thing.
他们也一样把他们整个的人生投资在他们所认为的未来。
In the same way, they devoted their entire life to the future that they hope for.
你看多少的佛教徒、回教徒、印度教徒，他们比我们基督徒还要认真呢。
We have seen so many Buddhism, Muslims, or Hindus. They're much more pious than us.
那我九四年到了安曼约旦的首都，他们早晨4:45，全城喇叭响起来，一起起来。守安息日。
1994, I went to the capital of
安曼，好像这个在约旦 ，Jordan。
In Jordan, the capital of Jordan, and then in the morning, 4:45 in the morning, everyone got up to pray.
我们到澳洲去等火车的时候，那些回教徒把毯子一铺，跪在地上祷告。
When we visited Australia, at the train station, when it's time to pray, all the Muslims just spread their blanket and nail down and pray.
他们碰到他们的斋戒月的时候，整个月从太阳出来到太阳下山之间是禁食的。
During the month of their fasting month, the entire month from the sun up to the time sun comes down, they fast the whole day.
你说今天基督教里面有哪一个教会会定出一个月来全教会整个月禁食
？In Christianity, can you find any church that was set apart?One month of the year that the entire church fasts.
所以弟兄姊妹，等到那一天，当主来的时候，当众人都到主的面前交账的时候，你知道他们多懊悔啊！他们知道他们说信错了。
On that day when the Lord comes back and everyone has to give account, how remorseful they will be because they believe in the wrong religion.
所以今天我们要讲十二章，讲到盼望。
So chapter 12, we're going to talk about hope today.
我们怎么讲到因着盼望，我们一起来奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
By hope, we run the race set before us.
我这里提到四件事情。
I mentioned four things.
第一件事情，借着仰望并且思想耶稣。
Through looking unto and considering Jesus.
第二件事情，借着在爱中顺服神的管教。
Through subjection to God's chastening in love.
第三件事情，借着积极而且永远不后悔的追求。
Through active and unregretful pursuit.
那第四件事情，借着荣耀的意象。
Through glorious vision.
我这四个点是根据希伯来作者所写的顺序列的。
So these are in the order according to the author of Hebrews.
但是我为了今天大家听信息容易一点，我会从四一二三讲过来。
So for the ease of delivering the message for you, I will start from number four.
说的复杂一点的话就是四一二三一。
So it'll be 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
弟兄姊妹在这里我们讲到我们的标杆到底是什么。
So this tells us what our life goal will be.
那在这里第四个点讲到一个荣耀的意象。
Number four talks about a glorious vision.
这个意象就是十一章所讲到那座天上 更美的家乡。
That is what chapter 11 talks about, that heavenly better country.
就是神为我们所预备的那一座城，是神所亲自经营建造的。
That is the city that God has prepared for us, and an architect and builder is God himself.
上个礼拜我们讲到，前两个礼拜我们讲到那一座荣耀的城，来表达神旨意的完成。
2 weeks ago, we talked about that glorious city to describe the fulfillment of God's eternal will.
神在时间的里面，他创造了万有。
In the frame of time, God created the universe.
而在时间结束的时候，他要从这一切的受造里面，他要得着他所要得着的。
By the end of time, God will receive what he will receive through this city.
然后把这一切带到永恒里面去，再也没有时间了。
And God will bring everything into eternity, and there's no time anymore.
所以这个神在地上这个旨意的完成，就用圣城新耶路撒冷从天而降来表达它。
So the coming of the new city of Jerusalem describes the fulfillment of God's eternal will on earth.
所以上次我们讲到启示录二十一章的时候，那你讲到圣城新耶路撒冷从天而降，然后有新天新地就开始了。
So we talk about Revelation chapter 21 that the holy city New Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God.
所以我们现在来看希伯来书十二章。
So now we will look at Hebrews chapter 12.
我们时间的关系，十八节。你们不是来到那人摸的山，那一段我们就不读了
啊。So, for the time's sake, we will skip from verse 18.
那是很明显的讲到西安，不是讲到西乃山。
So it talk, that passage talks about the Mount Sinai.
讲到神借着摩西颁布律法的时候所发生的事情。
Describe what happened when God gave Moses the law.
啊，那是一件可怕的事情啊。
That was a very fearful thing.
不仅大自然很可怕，有火焰、密云、黑暗。暴风等等。
Not only the natural phenomena was fearful and scary because there was storms and thunder and fire.
而整件事情，人类暴露在圣洁神公义的律法面前，那是一件恐惧的事情。
Because that event, is the exposure of the humanity before this fearful God, and it was a very dreadful.
没有一个人可以在圣洁的神面前站得住。
Because no one could stand before this holy God.
哦，那是可怕的事情。
It was a dreadful thing.
然后我们现在来看第二十二节。
Now let's look at verse 22.
他说：“你们乃是来到锡安山，永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷。你看，这是一个何等不同的境界啊！”
But verse 22 says, "You have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem." This is what a different realm.
完全不同的境界。
It's a completely different realm.
我们讲到锡安的特点，就是神的同在在这里。
When we talk about Zion, the characteristic of Zion is God's presence.
而且是爱里面的同在。
As a presence of love.
讲到锡安，讲到神的宝座在这里，神的旨意，神的权柄要在我们中间通行。
When we talk about Zion, we know that God's throne is here, and God's will and God's authority will be here.
那你底下很快的提的上，里面在这个天上的耶路撒冷里面有六件事情。
And there are six things about this.
不是，有六个，他讲了六个。我没有时间讲哈，但是大家回家看，他每一个讲到的点，他都有一个形容的一个句子。
This passage mentioned about the heavenly Jerusalem six times, and they use different things to describe it.
讲到有天使，他就讲有千万的天使，有很多啊。
It talks about there's countless angels, numerous angels.
啊，讲到那是Assembly, 你看我们为什么用 Christian Assembly, 就是从这个句里面出来的。
It talks about an assembly, and that's why we derive our name, our church name from.
有天上诸长子所共聚的总会，这中文翻译的你听不懂哈，就是所有的 Christian 聚在一起的 Assembly.
It's the assembly of all Christians.
那第三个在这里讲到有神，他就讲到是审判众人的神。
And then God is the judge of all.
讲到有义人的灵魂，讲到我们是被成全的义人的灵魂。
They're the spirits of the righteous ones.
讲到耶稣，他是新约的中保，耶稣。
And Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant.
讲到宝血是他洒出来的，而且是比亚伯的血更美。
And also talk about the precious blood that he sprinkled, he shed is more precious than the blood that Aaron had.
所以当他讲完这些的时候
，After he talk about all this,
他就讲到有一天整个万有要结束的。
It says one day the entire universe will end.
当这座城降临的时候。
When that city comes down,
所有其他不合神心意的、神不要的，全部要经历一次大的震动。
After that, anything that is not from God, not desired by God, will all be shaken.
把所有能够被挪去的全部挪去。
So anything that can be removed will be removed.
是不能够震动的能够存留下来。
So only that is not shakeable can remain.
好，所以我们读27节、28节到29节，我们一起来读。
Let's read verses 27 through 29.
这再一次的话是指民被震动的，就是受造之物都要使那不被震动的长存，所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神，因为我们的神乃是烈火。啊，所以在这里我们让弟兄姊妹看到那个盼望说到两件事情。
So here we can see the hope indicates two things.
一面我们要知道我们将来是要到主的面前去交账的。
One thing is that in the future we will come before the Lord to give accounts.
我们去见主的时候是把我们这一生的果效带去见神的。
When we go see God, we will bring all the fruits of our lifetime.
神要用火来验收我们这一生的工程。
And the Lord will test our labor, the fruit of our labors with fire. 你可以回去
读哥林多前书第三章就晓得，那天有火要来发现，要来试验我们这一生，我们的工程到底如何。
If you go home and read 1 Corinthians chapter 3, you will see that God will test all the fruit of our labors with fire that day.
希伯来书12章说到神要来震动我们，把所有能够被挪去的就挪去了。
Hebrews 12 says that the Lord will come and shake us and everything that is shakeable will be removed.
使那些能够耐火的，使那些能够经得起震动的能够被存留下来。
Only that survived the fire will remain.
好，所以盼望第一件事情讲到我们要交账的。
So the hope talks of the first thing that the hope talks about is that we will have to give account.
所以我们要为的那个日子而活着。
Therefore we have to live for that day.
所以保罗说你们在主里面所有的劳苦都不是徒然的，因为你是为着那个日子。
Paul says all the labors are not in vain because you are waiting for that day.
希伯来的作者在这里提醒他们，你们今天为主受苦甚至殉道都不是突然的，因为那天主要来。
The author of Hebrews says that today all of your sufferings, even your martyrdom for the Lord will not be wasted because that day the Lord will come back.
那另外一方面，
On the other hand,
他也是讲到神整个旨意要完成，用圣城新耶路撒冷要降临。
It talks about that the eternal will of God will be fulfilled and the city of Jerusalem will come down from heaven.
所以他说到我们乃是来到锡安山，来到永生神的城，就是天上的耶路撒冷，他通通都画了等号。
So he says that we have come to this new Jerusalem, the city of God, and everything equal to each other.
所以不信主的人在那里等候大灾难。
So non-believers are waiting for the great tribulation.
在那里等候永远的审判。
They're waiting for the eternal judgment.
啊，基督徒在这里等候的乃是基督台前的奖赏。
But yet Christians are waiting for the reward from the judgment seat of Christ.
我们在这里所等候的乃是神基督二次降临来迎娶他的教会。
We're waiting for the second coming of Christ when Christ will come back and marry his bride, his church.
所以一面来说，我们要警醒。
Yes, on one hand, we ought to be watchful.
让我们可以交账。
So that we will give account.
一面来说，我们要欢喜。
And also we will rejoice.
让我们能够欢欢喜喜的去跟主相会，永远在一起。
So that we will joyfully meet our Lord and will be with him forever.
所以只有基督徒的葬礼上的花圈会有人写好的无比。
So only the flower wreath for Christians will write, oh, this is wonderful.
你叫不信主的人，叫不信主人来参加你的葬礼，会觉得这些人神经病，怎么会在葬礼上写好的无比呢？
If non-Christians come to the funeral and see, they describe the death as wonderful, they will be perplexed. They will be confused.
我一点不是开玩笑哈，我将来去见主的话，你愿意送我花圈，上面写好的无比没关系。
I'm not joking. After I die, if you come to my funeral and then you want to give me some writing and say it is wonderful, that is okay.
真的，写在地上所有的劳苦去见主，这真的是好的无比的事情。
Yes, because we will be rested. We will be resting from all our labors and go to the Lord. It is indeed wonderful.
所以有一个老姊妹在她去世以前，她把她自己的安息聚会。全部都安排好了。
An elderly sister has prearranged all of her memorial services before she died.
她要唱什么诗歌，要读什么经文，要什么，她通通都预备好了。
She already chose all the songs to sing and all the passages to read, the scripture passages.
她跟他们教会的牧师说，而且你一定要在大家来最后瞻仰我的时候，你要在我的手上放一个叉子，哈，那个吃饭的 fork。
And then she also asked the pastor that when people come to view me for the last viewing, please put a fork in my hand.
他说为什么？
And the pastor said, why?
他说因为我们从小到大在家里面吃饭的时候
Because、since I grew up,、since my childhood at our family dinner
我们吃完饭的时候妈妈会给我们一个人发一个这个叉子
Because after dinner, our mom would give each one of us a fork.
因为最好的在后面就是 dessert.
Because the best food is yet to come, that is the dessert.
就是点心，哎呀，小朋友最喜欢吃甜的嘛。
Because children love the dessert the most.
所以他们每次吃完饭的时候都拿着叉子坐在那边很盼望的等着那个 dessert 出现。
So, every time, so every single time after dinner, they expectantly, with holding the fork.
所以他们每一次抓着这个的时候他们就知道 there's still better to come.
So every time when they hold the fork, they know that the best is still yet to come.
还有更好的要来。
The best is still yet to come.
所以他说我躺在棺材的时候让我手上拿个叉子。
So she says, when I will be lying in my casket, please give me a fork.
那他知道更好的就在前面。
Because I know the best is yet to come.
弟兄姊妹基督徒不一样这叫做盼望。
Because we Christians are different and that is,our hope.
什么力量能够让基督徒觉得死亡不是死亡而是睡的
What kind of force that will cause Christians to believe that our death is not death but sleep?
什么力量能够让基督徒虽然经过流泪谷但是我们却能够仍旧赞美神
That what kind of force enable Christians to when they go through the valley of Baca, they can still praise God.
从外在的环境来说真的是难处而且是极大的难处
Outwardly, yes, they may indeed go through some very great tribulations.
那个难处大到一个地步是能够叫刚强的人都掉眼泪的
The affliction might be so great that even the strongest will shed tears.
但是我们列的圣经大家看一下诗篇84篇5到7节在最后纲要的最后
Let's look at Psalm 84.
好像靠着你有力量心中向往锡安大道的这人变为有福他们经过流泪谷却叫这谷成为泉源之地而且有秋雨之福盖满了泉谷他们行走力上加力个人到锡安朝见神
Psalm 84 verses 5-7
好弟兄姊妹你看到了没有什么力量让他们能够经过流泪谷
What kind of strength that enabled them to go through the valley of Baca?
却还能够力上加力，越走越有力。
But yet they can go from strength to strength; they will be strengthened even more.
因为他们知道他们是到锡安朝见神了。
Because they know they're going to Zion to see God.
那是一个荣耀的盼望。
And that is a glorious hope.
那个盼望能够让我们经过流泪谷的时候。
That hope can enable us to go through the valley of Baca.
这个谷不仅仅没有打倒我们，打死我们。
Not only that, we will not be struck down by this valley.
他要叫这个谷成为泉源之地。
But we can turn this valley into a spring.
而且秋雨之福盖满全谷。
And the rain will also cover it with pools.
多少人看到这样子的谷不敢进去的，害怕进去的。
Many people dare not to walk into that kind of valley.
多少人进去就出不来了。
And many people will not survive the valley.
一辈子活在愁苦，活在痛苦，活在苦毒的里面。
An entire lifetime they will spend in the valley with sorrows, complaints, and bitterness.
但是基督徒不仅仅可以进去，而且可以出来。
But yet Christians not only that they can enter into it, they can also come out of it.
他们不仅仅进去让这个谷能够整个被转过来成为一个秋雨之福充满全谷的人
And after they go into the valley they could turn the valley into a spring
弟兄姊妹这叫做盼望
And that is our hope
因为那座荣耀的城
Because that glorious city
因为那个荣耀的 moment 那个时刻我们要跟主相会
Because in that glorious moment we're going to meet our God
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹我知道很多从中国来的哈那个在这里信耶稣的弟兄姊妹他们跟我讲的
Dear brothers and sisters, many Christians from China, they told me
他们说 在信耶稣以后好像常常还是觉得那个将来要见主的那个东西在里面 不够真实不够深刻
They told me that even after they became Christian, the reality of the fact about meeting Lord Jesus in the future is still not that real.
好像觉得其实我觉得不光是中国大陆来的所有人都是一样的。
I'm sure this is not just to Christians from China, but everyone else too.
这是我听各位不止一个的从国内来的弟兄们跟我讲就 总觉得对将来主要再来这件事情很模糊很抽象。
But more than one brothers have shared with me that the fact that Jesus Christ is coming back is kind of vague and kind of abstract to me.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真知道是有这样子的日子，我们会不一样的。
But if we really know that the day will come, we will live our life differently.
我们每一天所做所行，我们的思想，我们的言行，都希望那一天能够赖活。而且能够被神悦纳。
We will hope that all our words and deeds and acts would go through the test of fire and be acceptable to God.
所以，因为有这样子的看见
，because of this vision，
我们奔跑才不是没有定向。
So we will run with a direction.
所以希伯来的作者说，我们既然有这么多的见证人围绕着我们。
So the Hebrew author says, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses.
他说我们要放下各样的重担。
So we ought to lay aside every weight.
你腿上绑个沙包跑跑看，你跑不了多远。
Try to tie a sandbag to your leg, then you will not be able to run very far.
你看一只鸟，它被一个东西夹住的话，它飞不了的。
If a bird is caught by something or being tied to something, then the bird cannot fly too far.
要放下各样的重担。
Therefore, lay down every weight.
要脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
And the sins that easily snares us.
然后存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
And we run with endurance the race that is set before us.
弟兄姊妹，因为我们都有一条当跑的路。
Because we all have our own race to run.
你有你的路。
You have your race.
我有我的路。
I have my own race.
虽然我们过程可能不一样。
Yes, the process might be all different.
我们人生的经历可能不一样。
Our life experiences might differ.
但是我们的标杆，我们跑路的原则都一样。
But yet our goal and the principle of our running the race are all the same.
基督是我们的标杆。
Christ is our goal.
然后我们都在场上赛跑。
And we're all running the race together.
我们希望我们都能够去那里，能够迎接我们的神。
We hope that we can all get there and to meet our God.
带着我们这一生的果效去呈现给他。
And we will bring all the fruits of our life, labor, and then present it.
所以希伯来的作者提醒我们，有这么多的见证人在看我们。
The author of Hebrews reminded us that we are surrounded and we are being watched by such a great cloud of witnesses.
而且他们都是跑得这么好的人。
And then they did well in their race.
那希伯来的作者是用这个来激励我们的。
So the author is trying to encourage us with this.
你看看这么多人在那么艰难的环境里面，他们跑完了。
Look at all so many people. They have run with through difficulties and they finished the race well.
而且他们跑得这么好。
And they finished the race well.
这个是我们的鼓励。
And that is our encouragement.
所以你看哈，你要念任何一样东西、
any subject that you want to study,
把你放在那种顶尖最好的人面前，你会进步的比较快啊。
If we place you, with the experts, then you will, learn very fast.
我们中间会弹钢琴的，请举手。
Please raise your hand if you know how to play piano.
我不是说只有坐在这里的哈，你自己在家也会弹钢琴的，请举手。
Even you play at home.
哎呀，这么多个哈。请问你在那边弹，或是你坐在这边弹，跟现在巴哈、贝多芬坐在你旁边弹，你会不会不一样？
Will you play differently? When you play at home, or when you play on the stage, or when you play next to Bach?
那你打篮球
？I say you play basketball.
Mike Jordan 坐在底下看你打。
If Mike Jordan's watching you play,
你会不会更认真一点
？Do you think you will play better?
像我第一次站讲台，不是第一次站讲台，我爸爸第一次坐在底下听我讲道的时候，那是要了我半条命。
The first time my dad listened to me preach was so difficult for me.
一方面我们从小怕他，因为他很严。
Because we feared him since our childhood because he was very strict.
那第二个，我第一次讲道的时候，他已经讲了30多年。
Because when I started preaching, he has preached already for over 30 years.
那他以前在台湾，人家到处请他讲道的，他讲道讲得很好的。
Because when he was in Taiwan, he would be invited by churches to preach.
所以叫我站在他面前讲道的时候，第一次，哎，我真的是要破碎。
So you asked me to preach in front of him for the first time. It really break me.
但是我很感谢主，就是我第一次在我爸爸面前讲到的时候，他已经年长了，他变得很谦卑了。
But I'm very thankful. The first time that my dad listened to me preach, he was already very elderly, and he became so humble.
他听完，他不仅仅夸奖我，他把我从前的袋子里掉出来继续听，好，害我很感动。
After he listened, not only that, he complimented me. He even went back to listen to the recordings of my previous messages, and I was really touched.
连我这样子的人
，someone like me，
我上个礼拜去做到新来组的时候，他们有一个姊妹该轮到她回馈，她就说她紧张的讲不出来，她不讲了。
Even someone like a small person like me, when I joined a newcomer, last week, a sister she was assigned to have feedback that she was so nervous that she couldn't do it because I was there.
连在我面前都会紧张。
She was so nervous in front of me.
就怕自己做不好。
She was afraid that she would not do a good job.
就很希望自己能做得好。
And she wished that she could do a good job.
弟兄姊妹，你在这么多信心的伟人、见证人都在看我们，虽然你不知道他在看你。
But imagine all these great heroes of faith are watching us, even though we do not see them.
但是其实他们都在看着我们。
But yet they're all watching us.
弟兄姊妹，我们就要跑得好。
Therefore, we ought to run well.
一方面有这么多的同伴。
Because we have so many companions.
有这么多的榜样。
And so many examples.
另外一方面。
And on the other hand, 希伯来
的作者告诉我们。
The author of Hebrews tells us.
要学会仰望耶稣，要学会思想耶稣。
We have to learn to look unto Jesus and to consider Jesus.
所以这是我上礼拜讲的，我现在只是简单提的，要学习 turn our eyes upon Jesus, 转眼来望他。
I mentioned about this last week that we ought to learn to turn our eyes upon Jesus.
NASB 把它翻译成要 fix your eyes upon Jesus. 不光转过来看，就要定着看，不要再转了。
NASB says to fix your eyes on Jesus. Not only that you turn and look upon Jesus, but you fix your eyes, focus on Him, and don't turn away anymore.
然后底下叫我们说，你们要思想耶稣。
And consider Jesus.
要 consider Jesus.弟兄姊妹啊，不光诗篇作者告诉我们，有了耶和华的律法，又昼夜思想的，这人变为有福。
Psalm tells us that anyone who has the law of the word of the Lord and meditate day and night, he is the one that's blessed.
希伯来的作者第三章跟第十二章都告诉我们要思想耶稣，要 consider Jesus.
The author of Hebrews tells us to consider Jesus in chapter 3 and also chapter 12.
你一望耶稣就活了。
The moment you look in Jesus.You look to Jesus, you will become alive.
你望耶稣，你就满了荣耀的盼望。
As you look at Jesus, you will be filled with the glorious hope.
当我们思想耶稣的时候，我们就越思想，我们就越喜乐，就越感恩。
The more we consider Jesus, the more we will rejoice and we'll be thankful.
我常常跟你们说，我从前在服事上碰到很大难处的时候，有时候连祷告都祷告不出来。
I shared with you before that, when I used to, be so,heavy burdened by my services that I couldn't even pray.
而且那个时候一碰到难处的是常常觉得就是中国话说的祸不单行。
And also, whenever I run into difficulties, sometimes they don't just come, singly, they come together.
啊，那时候不是身体上出了很大的问题，痛啊，或是这个工作上碰到很大的压力啊，然后家里面可能孩子也生病啊，然后来到教会，你们教会又碰到难处，你就觉得指头五根不够算啊。
So sometimes, things are like more than I could count with my single hand. Like I will run into difficulties with my health and at work, at in the family or at church.
然后更糟糕的是自己信心软弱，然后最近也很软弱，也很烦躁。灵修生活也不正常，那真的是十个指头都不够。
What makes it even worse would be I might be in a spiritually low condition, and then my devotion life is not regular. Anyway, just things just all pile up together.
你可以选择继续这样下去，而且就越来越糟。
You could choose to continue this way, and the condition will get worse and worse.
但是我们基督徒在这个时候有另外一个选择，就是我们可以选择来看耶稣，来思想耶稣。
But in time like this, Christians have another alternative is that we can choose to look upon Jesus.
所以有时候我在开车开到一半，有时一个人嘛，好，旁边没有人，我就突然开始赞美主，真的就是开始赞美主。
Sometimes when I was driving all by myself, then I would just started to praise God out loud.
虽然刚开始赞美的时候很假哈，因为是强迫的。
Initially, it might sound fake because I was forcing myself to.
主，我赞美你，你就觉得很痛苦，但是就是赞美啊。
So I would say, Lord, I praise you, even though it feels very painful.
后来学的。操练几次以后发现有诀窍的。
But after, several practices, then I learned the secret.
你知道吗？我最常赞美的一件事情就是基督的内住。
You know, the thing that I praise the most is the indwelling, the fact of indwelling of Christ.
感谢主，现在活着的不再是我，是你。
Lord, I praise you because now it is not I that live, but you.
我赞美你，你替我活。
Lord, I praise you because you live for me.
不再是我，是基督。
It is no longer I, but Christ.
弟兄姊妹，当你这样赞美的时候，你会发现那个力量都出来了。
As we keep praising, then you would discover the strength started to emerge.
因为你凭着你自己实在是不喜欢这些环境，也讨厌自己。 己，然后也没有力量胜过这些难处。
Yes, by our own strength, we don't like the situation, and we lack the strength to overcome it.
有时候觉得人活得好无聊，真的。所罗门会写，我也会写，虚空的虚空。
Sometimes we feel life is so meaningless. We can just be like Solomon, say vanity, vanity.
我可以写十倍的。
I can even write 10 times more than he could.
但是弟兄姊妹，你可以任凭这样子下去。
But then you can just let yourself go and continue to be like this.
你可以 let go, 你也可以 let God.
You can let go and then you can let God.
你 let go, 你就越来越下去，越来越下去，因为整个地的特点就是往下去。
If you let go of yourself, you will continue to sink because that is the natural phenomenon.
整个属肉体的天然的生命就是往下去的。
The nature of our flesh is always falling down.
但你也可以 let God.
But yet you can choose to let God.
你转向耶稣，你思想耶稣就是不一样，他就是起来。
If you turn around and upon Jesus, consider Jesus, it will make a difference. Your strength will come.
好，讲到借着要仰望他，并且思想耶稣。
So through looking unto and considering Jesus.
所以我上礼拜已经跟你们纠正过了哈，这个中文的翻译说，那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。那么。英文里面是讲到你们要思想那位忍受罪人顶撞的耶稣这两个意义是不一样的
Okay, Pastor just corrected the Chinese translation.
好那第二个我们讲到在我讲第二跟第三以前我在复习第四跟第一行第四是讲到有一个标杆一个清楚的意象
Before we go to number two and three, I will review four and one. Number four says that we ought to have a glorious vision.
那第一个是讲到我们要起来跑这条路。
And number one says we ought to rise up and run the race.
因为我们有一个不仅仅有一个清楚的标杆，而且是一个永远不会错，是一个正确的、有永恒价值的标杆。
Number four says that we not only that we have a goal, but this goal will have eternal value and will never change and never goes wrong.
就是保罗所说的那极重无比、永远的荣耀。
That is what Paul says that glorious hope.
当我们在跑这条路的时候
So when we are running this race
希伯来作者在这里接着我的第二点跟第三点 要提的
Now I will continue with number two and three
一方面我们在跑这条路我们身上带着很多的问题
As we are running this race we are carrying with us a lot of our issues
我们需要神来管教我们
So we need God to discipline to chasten us
他管我们又教我们这是中文比英文好的地方
So he teaches and he corrects and chastens us
你们要注意听哈，中文的管教比英文的管教好多了。
The Chinese translation the chasten has more meaning than the English word chasten.
它不光管你，而且它教你。
Not only that it corrects, but it also teaches.
所以一路上我们需要神来管教我们。
So all this way we need our Lord to chasten and discipline us.
这是神做的，神来帮助我们。
And that is the work of God. God Himself will help us.
那另外一方面是我们要做的，我们要起来要有积极具体的追求。
And our side is we ought to have this active and unregretful pursuit.
就是你到底用怎样的态度，你到底用怎样的价值观，你到底是用怎样的代价来走这条路。
So with what kind of attitude and value system, and also what kind of price we are willing to pay in order to run the race.
那在这里讲管教的时候，这段话非常宝贝哈，我们就一起来读都已经很够了。
So this passage is very precious. Let's all read together about discipline.
我们从第五节。
Let's read from verse 5.
我们就从第五节我们读到第十节。
Through verse 10.
你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话说我儿你不可轻看主的管教。所以被他责备的时候也不可灰心。在这里讲到被管教的时候该有的四件事情好请大家注意。第一件事情不可以轻看。
So these are the things that we ought to pay attention to when we are being disciplined and chastened. First, do not despise.
第二个，不可以灰心。
And do not be discouraged.
轻看。
Do not be despised. Do not despise.
就是说到我们在主的面前，我们没有尊重那位管教我们的。
If we despise, we are not honoring the one that disciplines us.
我们就完全失去了被管教的目的。和管教该带来的结果。
Then we completely missed out the purpose of our discipline, and then we will not get the result of our discipline.
今天你可以看见很多的小孩子，一看就知道他是缺少管教的。
Today, there are many children that we can easily say that they lack discipline.
很多父母说，因为我这个孩子生来的个性是这样子，他不容易管教。
Many parents would justify says, "Oh, our kids were born this way. It's very hard to discipline them."
但是很多的时候，其实还是父母缺少管教。
But oftentimes, I would say it's because the parents do not discipline well.
孩子们为什么会轻看管教呢？
Why would children despise chastening?
这个是有的时候是父母亲没有原则，或是父母亲在管教的事上本身不够认真，或是缺少 consistency, 缺少这个持续。
Oftentimes it's because parents lack consistency or principle when they discipline their children.
所以你可以看见有人在 Toy R Us 那个小朋友坐在地上拳打脚踢。
So sometimes we will see little kids throwing temper tantrum in Toys R Us.
你可以看见他在 这个 Sis Candy 面前哭的这个震天炸响。
And you will hear children wailing in front of Sis Candies.
因为他要的东西他得不到，他就大喊。
They just cry because they do not get what they want.
那父母亲觉得真丢脸，就只好给他买了。
And then parents will feel ashamed and embarrassed, so they will buy the candy for them.
所以孩子们比我们做父母的还懂得怎么管教。
So actually, children know better than parents how to discipline.
他知道如何管教他爸爸妈妈，能够服服帖帖的听他的话。
They know how to discipline their parents so that their parents will obey them.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们做父母的一个很大的缺陷。
And that is the failure of the parents.
所以我现在看见那种孩子们在众人面前那种失态，大喊大叫，不合理。我一点不同情父母，我同情这个孩子。
So nowadays, when I see children throwing temper tantrum, I do not sympathize the parents, but I sympathize the kids.
因为父母缺少管教。
Because their parents lack discipline.
缺少原则。
They lack principles.
甚至原谅我说缺少真正的爱。
Forgive me for saying that, but I would say that they lack true love.
因为这是圣经上说的。
Because this is what the Bible says.
圣经上说你不管教孩子就是把他推到阴间，你就是恨他。
Because the Bible says if you do not discipline your children, you are pushing them into the Hades. You are actually hating your children.
你说我怎么会恨我的儿子？
You would say, how could I possibly hate my children?
当然在你主观的经历上你不是恨他。
Yes, subjectively speaking, you never feel you hate your children.
但是你客观上的态度跟做法你就是在害他。
But yeah, objectively, what you do and your attitude are actually doing them wrong.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要不一样，一定要管教孩子的。
So dear brothers and sisters, we ought to be different. We ought to discipline our children.
所以你看他孩子们不受管教，因为他轻看。
So if you see children are not being disciplined, they actually despise discipline.
那很多的时候我们父母亲自己榜样也不好，所以他更轻看。
Sometimes parents are not being a good example, so they even more despise the discipline.
他觉得你自己都是那个样子，你还叫我天天读经，你有天天读经吗？
Because they will say, "Well, you ask me to read the Bible every day. Do you read the Bible every day?"
你叫我到学校要准时，你到教会有准时吗？
You ask me to go to school on time, but do you go to church on time?
他当然嘴巴不敢跟你讲，他心里面都已经在跟你辩论了。
They may not say it outwardly, but then in their hearts, they are arguing with you.
你说你不可以那样任性，不可以发脾气，那你天天对爸爸对妈妈都那样发脾气啊？
You may say don't throw temper, don't have bad temper, but you say, but how do you treat your own spouse?
所以弟兄姊妹为什么会轻看？
So why do children despise?
好，我现在不是要讲孩子，对不起，那是另外一堂课哈。我们现在还是讲神管教我们。
Okay, today's topic is not about disciplining children. That would be another.
第二个不可以灰心啊。
So secondly, do not be discouraged.
这个灰心是撒旦最重要的一个武器。
Discouragement is the most important weapon of Satan.
你看电脑现在天天在换新的哈。
Now we get new versions of computers every day.
你看从 iPad 一出来以后，有 iPad， 然后 iPad 2， 然后 new iPad， 现在听说又到了第四个 generation 了，又 mini iPad， 它就是一两年就给你出来一个。
Since iPad came out, we have a new versions every day, and now it's about the fourth generation of iPad.
有一个故事讲到撒旦也在那里更新他的武器啊。
And there's a story that Satan also renew the versions of his weapons.
你看中国现在扩充军备，那个航空母舰、飞机可以。
Like China, they're expanding their military equipments, and now the airplanes can touch down on cruise ship
carrier
carrier、
yeah.所以撒旦也在换他的武器。
And Satan is also changing his weapons.
所以他把他旧的武器就 garage sale.
And so he would have a garage sale for his old weapons.
他就拍卖他的旧的武器。
So he tried to sell his old weapons through garage sale.
你们有没有人去逛 garage sale 的时候呢？啊，发现有一个东西真好，真想买，结果那个主人说，哦，那个不是要卖的。
So have you gone to a garage sale and then you found something that you really like and then the owner says, oh no, that item is not for sale.
哦，那个是我的，那个我没有要卖，这些才是要卖的。
Oh, that stuff still belongs to me and I don't want to sell it. You can buy the others.
所以有人那天在 garage sale 的时候想要买武器的时候。
So that day when someone wants to purchase a weapon, so he went to Satan's garage sale.
就有好几个人看中了一个武器要买，撒旦说这个是我绝对不卖的。
Many people wanted to buy one thing and Satan said, I will never sell this weapon.
啊，就是我十几年前看的故事，所以我一直都记得那个武器叫做灰心。
I read this story about more than 10 years ago. I still remember, and that weapon is called discouragement.
啊，就是你就是灰心了，你放弃了。
That's despair. You just give up.
你看看今天我们有多少的基督徒
？Look around, so many Christians today.
很多的时候在这条路上，我们就是灰心。
Many get discouraged, despair, and then they want to give up.
因为这条路是要付代价的。
Because it costs a price.
这条路是会碰到困难的
and you will encounter difficulties.
这条路是要被神管教的
and then we will be disciplined.
你不走则已
if you, it's okay if you don't walk on it.
你真要走
but if you decide to walk on it,
一定有代价
there will be a price.
一定有征战
and there will be struggles and battles.
一定有管教
and there will be discipline.
但是我们也不要只停在这里
but let's not stop here.
一定有神的同在
there will be presence of God.
一定有神的祝福
there will be blessings of God.
一定有永恒的价值和未来的奖赏
there will be eternal value and future reward.
所以这里提到了两件事情不可以轻看不可以灰心
so do not despise the discipline do not be discouraged.
他底下更积极地告诉我们
and even more positive.
他说因为主所爱的他必管教又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子你们所忍受的是神管教你们待你们如同待儿子焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢管教原是众子所共受的你们若不受管教就是失子不是儿子了底下第九节再者我们曾有深深的父管教我们我们尚且敬重他何况万灵的父我们岂不更当顺服他得生吗深深的父都是暂随己意管教我们唯有万灵的父管教我们是要叫我们得益处使我们在他的圣洁上有份凡管教的事当时不觉得快乐反觉得愁苦后来却为那经验过的人结出平安的果子就是义底下接下来我们讲另外两个
So, Pastor just read verses 6 through 11.
这里告诉我们神不仅仅不会做错事情
It says, not only that God never does anything wrong,
而且神决定不随便做一件事情
and God does not casually do anything.
他所有做的事情都是积极的是有积极的目的的
Everything that he does has a positive purpose.
而且他所有做在儿女们身上的都是为着爱的缘故
and everything that he does on his children is for the sake of love.
所以当我们认识了神的用心是好的
if we recognize that God's motivation is good,
当我们知道神对我们整个是出于爱的
If we know that everything about God is toward us is love
而且他所有的管教不是任凭随便凭己意的他都是有目的有智慧的
And he does not do it casually He does it with purpose and with wisdom
所以他说我们要顺服
Therefore we ought to subject to it
然后要得着主的结局
And we have to receive his end
要得着这个管教的目的
We have to obtain theWe have to obtain the purpose of this discipline.
就是叫我们的生命被他改变了
So that our life will be transformed.
我们能够跟他的圣洁有份
We will be partakers of his holiness.
我们能够结出平安的果子就是义
We will yield the peaceable fruit of righteousness.
我跟你讲圣洁公义在我们身上是连门都没有找都找不到的
Because actually holiness and righteousness can never be found in our flesh.
你讲殷勤我们可能有殷勤
Yes, we might have some diligence.
啊，我们讲忍耐，我们可能有点忍耐。
We might have some patience.
啊，这个有爱，可能也有点爱。
Yes, we might have a little bit of love.
但是我跟你讲，圣洁跟公义在我们身上是没有的。
But none about righteousness and holiness.
圣经上说， 没有义人，连一个也没有。
Because the Bible tells us there's no one righteous, not even one.
所以我们怎么样能够跟神的圣洁有份呢？
So how can we be partakers of His holiness?
这是神在我们身上管教的目的。
And that is the purpose of His discipline on us.
他打掉不属神的东西。
Because He will break away anything that is not from God.
把耶稣基督美丽的生命能够 constitute 能够主身上。
That He can constitute this beautiful life of Christ in us.
所以彼得后书一章四节说到，既然脱离从情欲来的败坏，就得以与神的性情有份。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4 says that because we are being removed from the corruptions of the flesh, we can be partakers of His divine nature.
你看多好， become partaker of His divine nature. 这是一个交换的生命啊。
So that we can be partakers of His divine nature, and that is an exchanged life.
什么时候放下我的污秽，就是他的圣洁来替代。
Whenever we lay down of our corruptions and defilement, and it will be replaced by His holiness.
什么时候放下我们的软弱，就是用他的刚强来替代。
Whenever we lay down our weaknesses, it will be replaced with His strength.
你可以讲不完的东西。
The list can go on and on.
所以要顺服。
Therefore, we ought to subject to it.
不要浪费神的机会。
Don't waste any opportunities of God.
不要浪费神的时间。
Don't waste any of God's time.
像黎弟兄讲的，你不可能缩短神在我们身上工作的时间。
Like Brother Watchman says, you can never shorten God's discipline.
但是你却可以单言拖长神在我们身上的工作。
But yet you can prolong God's work in our lives.
没有人比浪费神的时间更可怜了。
No one is more pitiful than wasting God's time.
同样的环境一错再错，一错再错。
That we make the same mistakes repeatedly in the same kind of situation.
我们好像诗篇三十二篇说的，那里讲到有三种被神引导的：神用话语引导我们，神用眼睛引导我们，还有一种最笨的人是神用嚼环配头来引导我们。
Psalm 32 says there are three types of God's guidance for people. One is God will guide with His word, or God will guide some people with His eyes. And then the worst kind is God will guide through the bit and bridles.
他用他的话来引导我们。
He will guide us with His words.
那些乖孩子跟爸爸已经学乖的人，爸爸只要眼睛一看，他就知道怎么回事。
And then to the obedient children, a father can just guide them with his eyesight.
不信你看，我这样瞪我儿子，他就知道我生气了。
So if I stare at my son, then he will know that I'm mad.
那我这样眼睛点一下，他知道他可以出门了。
And if I nod, and he knows that he can get out of the room.
那他不想跑进来咬我，说爸爸爸爸，我现在可不可以出去？我朋友怎么？他只要跟我比一比，我点个头，他就知道了。
Because he doesn't have to shake me and ask me, he just point to me and then I nod and he knows what I mean.
那种最糟糕的就是要用嚼环配头，那个叫做无知的骡马。
The worst kind that you have to use the bit and bridles to guide, and they are like the foolish mules.
他要满嘴巴都是血以后，他才会乖乖的停下来。
And only after the entire mouth bleeds, then they will subdue.
第三件大的事情。
The third.
借着积极永远不后悔的追求。
Is that through active and unregretful pursuit?
所以这里，作者讲了一个所以十二节。
So verse 12 says, therefore.
他说，所以你们要把下垂的手、发酸的腿挺起来，也要为自己的脚把道路修直了，使瘸子不致歪脚，反得痊愈。你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能见主。又要谨慎，恐怕有人失了神的恩，恐怕有毒根生出来扰乱你们，因此叫众人沾染污秽。恐怕有淫乱的，有贪恋世俗如以扫的，他因一点食物把自己长子的名分卖了，后来想要承受父所住的福，竟被弃绝。虽然嚎哭切求，却得不着门路，使他父亲的心意回转，这是你们知道的。所以在这里讲到积极，而且是一个永远不后悔的追求。
So Pastor just read verses 12 to 17. So through active and unregretful pursuit.
很快，我只是念过去就好了。第一个，要把下垂的手、发酸的腿挺起来，说到叫做 never give up， 要积极的往前。
First, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. In other words, never give up. Always actively march forward.
灰心、疲倦、受伤，难免的。
Yeah, it is inevitable that we get discouraged, we even get hurt.
但是 never give up, 永远不要放弃，要积极，要继续往前。
But never give up, always be positive and move forward.
第二个，要为自己的脚把道路修直了。
Secondly, make straight path for your feet.
使瘸子不致歪脚，反得痊愈啊！他这里讲的，好，对不起，这里讲到我们不要重蹈覆辙，一错再错，反而要得到医治，而且要为自己和别人走出一条路来。
And then say that the lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. It says that do not keep repeating the same mistakes over and over, but make the right choices and also be pioneer and walk a path for others.
你这个路不直，路曲曲曲曲的，你的受伤的脚就更容易歪伤啊！已经瘸的人更难走路。
If you don't make straight paths, and then the path is kind of bumpy, then the lame would easily fall and then would be dislocated.
啊，所以你要走得好，你就要让你自己能够有走得好的路。
In order to walk the path well, you have to have a good path to walk on.
天天在网路上跟色情Fight.
If you always struggle with pornography on the internet,
然后就一错再错，一错再错
and keep repeating the same mistakes,
你不如真正把你的电脑就去掉了。
You rather get rid of your computer.
或是你再也不一个人单独的时候用电脑，你要为自己把路给修平。
Or you never use a computer when you are alone because you have to make straight path for yourself.
啊，夫妻两个吵架，吵一辈子都还是这样子吵架。
Husbands and you all of their lifetimes.
其实很多的路可以修好了以后不会再发生的。
Actually, you can make straight paths and then the same mistakes will not happen again.
啊，所以我们就是一错再错，我们缺少在管教中学习神到底在教我们什么。
We keep repeating the same mistakes. We fail to realize what God is trying to teach us through the discipline.
另外，你也可以为别人走出一条路来。
And also, you can walk a path and open up a way for others.
你在怎么样子胜过失业的沮丧
？How you overcome the frustrations of unemployment?
你怎么样子能够克服配偶不爱主，不能跟你同心
？How you overcome the trouble that your spouse does not love the Lord?
哦，你怎么样子能够面对同工们不同心的时候，你能够却能够让主仍然掌权
？How you can overcome the difficulty when your coworkers do not work together in one accord?
你能够如何从这个灵性的低谷里面走出来，从软弱中得能力，你通通可以为别人走出一条路来的。
How you walk out of your spiritual lows and you receive strength out of your weaknesses, and these can all be open up a path for others.
第三个要追求和睦，第四个追求圣洁，讲到 peace with man and peace with God.
Pursue peace with all people and holiness. That talks about peace with man and also peace with God.
多少的心理学家告诉我们，人之所以心里有病。绝大部分的原因是在他关系上出了问题。
Most psychologists tell us that a lot of mental problems are caused by relationship problems.
你不信，你试试看，你跟太太大吵一架，你第二天上班都上不下的。
If you don't believe it, try it. After you have a big fight with your wife, then you will not have a calm, peaceful mind to work.
孩子跟你冲突，然后在很大的矛盾里面，你几天都没办法好好生活的。
If you're having a great conflict with your children, then you will not be able to live peacefully for many days.
我们跟神之间也是。
The same with our relationship with God.
持续的犯罪，不肯顺服神，得罪神，你没有 peace with God, 你不会有舒服的日子。
Continue to sin, we don't have peace with God. We will not have peace alone.
所以这里一共讲到了五个要，第五个讲到要谨慎。
And then it says, be careful.
啊，这一段的圣经讲到五个要把下垂的手、发酸的腿挺起来，要把自己的脚为自己的脚把道路修直，要追求与众人和睦，要追求圣洁。啊，第五个讲到要谨慎的时候提到的三个恐怕。
In this passage, there are five commands. First, to strengthen the hands and the feeble knees, make a straight path, and also pursue peace, pursue holiness. And then the fifth one is to look carefully. And then during this passage about look carefully, it has some lest.
第一个，恐怕有人失了神的恩。
Lest anyone will fall short of the grace of God.
要谨防我们的生活、生命里面有破口、漏洞。
So be careful about our strongholds and our gaps.
漏掉了神的恩典。
That we will lose We miss out the grace of God.
不是神不祝福我们，也不是神的恩典不够，而是常常是我们的生活、生命里面有破口。
It's not that God does not want to bless us, or that His grace is not sufficient, but oftentimes that we have a leak of the blessings and grace.
我们漏掉了神的恩。
We miss out and we leak out the blessings.
水管漏了，车子机油漏了。任何东西漏了，那都是一件大事啊。
Anytime we have a leak in our pipes or our motor oils, and that will cause a great trouble.
第二个，恐怕有毒根生出来扰乱你们，叫众人沾染污秽，就是要谨防被玷污。
Lest any root of bitterness spring up and cause trouble by this many might defiled. Therefore, we ought to be careful about defilement.
一个被刚刚换完机油，满手是机油的手，他碰一个就玷污一个。
If you just change your oil and your hands are full of grease, whatever you touch, you defile that thing.
所以当我们跟这样子的人接触，跟这样子的环境接触的时候，我们都要小心的。
So whenever we come in contact with such circumstances or such people, we ought to be careful.
要谨防被玷污。
Be careful not to get defiled.
第三个恐怕。
The third last.
就是要谨防属灵的短视。
Be careful about the short-sightedness, spiritual short-sightedness.
就是缺少属灵的眼光。
That is lacking spiritual vision.
以扫贪恋世俗，为了一个红汤，为了一点暂时的食物，把长子的卖了。
Like Esau, for a one morsel of food, sold his birthright.
那是非常暂时的。
And that was the food was such a temporary thing.
不过只是解决了当时的饿而已。
It only solved the hungry problem for a moment.
只是解决了当时的渴而已。
It only solved the thirst problem for a moment.
他可以把长子永恒的福分、神的福分给丢了。
Yet he sold his birthright. He gave away. He lost the eternal blessings of God.
所以他就产生了一个已经不能够挽回的懊悔。
So he had this regret that can never be reversed.
他想要再重得的时候已经得不回来了。
When he wanted to gain it back, he was not able to.
所以希望我们能够在主面前都有这种积极永远不懊悔的追求啊。
Therefore, we ought to have this active and unregretful pursuit before the Lord.
我们唱一首诗歌，我们只唱两节就好了，536首。
Let's sing Psalm 536.We'll see, just sing two verses.
对不起，我们唱三节，一二四，三节，我们站起来唱好吗？
Sorry, three verses, one, two, and four.
赞美你
Lord, how we praise you.
你不仅仅 流血舍命救赎了我们。
Not only that, you shed your blood, gave your life as a ransom for us.
你也把一个那么荣耀的未来赐给了我们。
You have also given us a glorious future.
让我们知道，我们在这地上，我们不过是客旅，不过是寄居的。
So that we know we are but travelers and pilgrims on this world.
有一天你要来迎接我们。
One day you will come and receive us.
你要把我们都带到永远的荣耀里去。
And you will bring us into eternal glory.
哦，主啊，今天的地上的日子虽然是又短又少。
Yes, our days on in this world is short and few.
但是你不让我们在虚空，在无意义的里面度过。
But you do not want us to spend the days in vanity and emptiness.
好，我们谢谢你把这么全备的救恩赐给了我们。
But we thank you for giving us such full salvation.
让我们在有限的今生能够经历你在我们身上的工作。
So that in the limited lifetime, we can experience your work in our life.
能够经历你在我们身上的改变。
And we can experience your transformation.
哦，主啊，你让我们实在看见那不能看见的荣耀。
Lord, help us to see this invisible glory.
让我们来在乎，来追求那看不见的。
So that we care and we will pursue the invisible.
好，让我们那天去见你的时候，我们是欢欢喜喜的去见你。
So that day when we go to see you, we will rejoice.
主啊，今天在往前去的时候
，as we are moving forward today.
但愿这些见证人，但愿这些属灵的同伴，都在这里成为我们的激励。
May all these witnesses and spiritual companions be our encouragement.
哦，更让你这位伟大的耶稣成为我们的救主。
And this great Jesus be our Savior.
让我们常常来看你，常常来思想你。
That we will often look unto you and consider you.
也让我们接受神在我们身上伟大管教的工作。
That we will subject to the great discipline of God in our lives.
每一次你管我们，你教我们，都让我们里面有蒙爱的感觉。
Every time you discipline us, help us to feel the love.
你让我们都被你真实的改变。
So that we can truly be transformed by you.
你让我们都得着了你管教的目的和结局。
And we will receive the end and also the purpose of your discipline.
主啊，更让我们趁着还有今日，我们能够一起起来追求你。
Well, we still have today that let us rise up and pursue you.
哦，脱离一切叫我们失去救恩，叫我们被玷污，叫我们只为今生的短视。
Help us to depart from defilement and any spiritual short-sightedness.
我们能够在你的面前跑我们当跑的路。
So that we can run the race set before us.
因为我们乃是来到锡安山，永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷。
Because we are coming to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
把在座的众人都交在你的手中。
We commit everyone in your hands.
不管在这里的，或是在远方，我们不知道的地方。所有在难处中的弟兄姊妹，我们都交在你的手中。
Whether here or somewhere remote, all brothers and sisters who are going through difficulties.
让我们把下垂的手、发生的腿都再挺起来。
Strengthen the hands that hang down and our feeble knees.
让我们勇敢地经过流泪谷。
That courageously we walk through the valley of Baca.
但是我们却还是能够力上加力。
But still, from strength to strength we walk.
因为我们是到锡安来朝见你。
Because we come to Zion to see you.
谢谢你
Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，请坐
Please be seated.